Proverbs 1, 7 through 9 reads like this. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and discipline. Listen, my son, to your father's instructions, and do not reject your mother's teaching, for they will be a garland of grace on your head and a gold chain around your neck. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your many blessings. Thank you, Father, for what you do for us each and every day. Father, thank you for our mothers, and thank you, Father, for the mothers that are present here today and the job well done that they have participated in all of their life. And I pray, Father, you'd bless them especially for their work and their service. Father, thank you for mothers who point us to Jesus Christ. I pray, Father, today as we look at your word, you'd help us to take that same action, that same attitude in our hearts and our lives, because our children learn from us, and they need to hear and see us active pursuing you. And I pray, Father, that everyone in the sound of my voice would know your son Jesus as Lord and Savior, and Father, would teach their children, their grandchildren, and any and all they come in contact with who Jesus is, what Jesus has done for us. May your name be honored and glorified as we study your word, your son Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen. Mother's Day, a wonderful day that we all enjoy celebrating. We get to spend some time, extra time with our mothers if she has not gone on before. And if she has gone on before, we get to remember when. I share on several different occasions that our relatives, but we'll talk about mothers specifically this morning, who have gone on before us, they built rooms within our hearts. And there's not a moment in time that we cannot go back to that room and remember the joyous occasions, the joyous times that we spent with our mothers. But too often we, as Randy was sharing a while ago, he remembered his mother. And too often we allow that to dictate just sadness. Because you see, Satan wants us to be sad. But brother, as I've done shared with you, and through surrender to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we will be reunited. Amen. We will be reunited with our loved ones who have gone on before. Amen. So what is a mother? M-O-T-H-E-R. As I was looking and getting ready for this morning's message, I was thinking about different things, tried to do an acronym on my own, but that didn't work out so well, brother. It did kind of fail through. So I looked up and Googled, if you will, a good acronym that I really liked. So MOTHER, M stands for mom. When you really think about it, this one simple word, mom, has a lot of meaning. Mom feeds us and cares for us. She takes care of us as teary-eyed children when times get tough. Moms make things better. Moms encourage us to continue on when we're ready to give up and to give in. Letter O stands for others. When you really think about it, mothers work endlessly for others. She gives a loving hand to the skinned knees. She gives miles and miles and miles of taxi service. She gives applause from the third row of the school play. She's excited about her children and their accomplishments. She gives tears of joy at graduation, no matter if it's dance class or college graduation. She thinks of others. She gives repeatedly in dishes, diapers, drama, and discipline. She's constantly active, not placing herself first, but placing others first. The letter T stands for teacher. As we see in our scriptures, Solomon admonishes, if you will, forsake not your mother's teaching. Proverbs 1:8. He goes on to say that those teachings are a graceful garland for your head and pendants for your neck. Proverbs 1:9. Mom gives life lessons during those late night conversations about things that her children are facing and going through. Sometimes that's even a grandmother giving those life lessons as a teacher. Because your job as a mother and a grandmother, it does not cease to exist as long as you draw breath. You're a teacher to your children and to your grandchildren, no matter what age they may be. The letter H stands for honor. Mother deserves honor. Listen to what King Solomon shared about his mother in 1 Kings chapter 2, verse 19. It says this: "So Bathsheba went to King Solomon to speak to him about Adonijah. The king stood up to greet her and bowed to her, sat down on his throne, and had a throne placed for the king's mother. So she sat down at his right hand." A mother deserves our honor. The letter E stands for encourager. Your greatest cheerleader will always be your mom. No matter what, through thick and thin, good and bad, laughter and pain, mom will keep you headed in the right directions, and she will let you know when you're doing something wrong. But always remember, your mom is your biggest fan and your biggest encourager. Don't allow yourself to take that for granted. R stands for relationship. Life is built around relationships. On the cross, Jesus uttered 7 phrases, one of them being, when he directed towards his mom in John 19, 26 through 27, when Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his own home. Your mother desires a close relationship with you. Oftentimes in life, we allow things to distract us, but your mother desires that fellowship and relationship with you. Give her that relationship and care for her life. Care for her as she serves her Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Jesus gave us this example when he shared that with his own mother. So how do we children learn to think so highly of our mothers? Where does that come from? Who sets the pattern for us as young individuals, for our young children? Who sets the pattern for our children to honor their mother, to do these things we've talked about? Men, you know who that is? It's Dad. Mothers need to hear you say, "I love you." Our children need to hear you tell their mother, "I love you." They need to see you living your life in front of your spouse and their mother in appreciation for what they do each and every day. Amen. Having said that, I'm going to turn to my wife and say, "Paige, I love you." Girls, your mother loves you, and she is a wonderful woman. We need not ever to forget to live our lives in front of our children and know that we represent how they treat their mother. Because even when disagreements come along, they need to know and need to see as fathers that we love their mother. Because they will treat their mother just like you treat them. We need to make sure we make those extra efforts to hold them up high and to honor them for the woman that she is. So mothers, you also have a great responsibility alongside with the father to equip your children for life. The greatest responsibility of any family, we'll say, mother and father, is to point their children to Jesus Christ. That is your first and foremost priority. So number one, in the fill in the blanks, let us answer how a mother points her children to salvation. A mother makes Jesus a priority. A mother makes Jesus a priority. The family is not just a place where children learn how to hold spoons, where children learn how to walk, where children learn how to tie their shoes. A family is not a place where they only learn how to look both ways before they cross the road. The family was put in place to point to Jesus Christ, to make him a priority in their life. The responsibility of the mother and the father is to show their children God's word. Amen. And if we are not doing that, we are failing on what God instructs for us to do, on how we are called and instructed to point to Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. You can read Deuteronomy chapter 6. And it shares with us how we're to keep our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ upon our hearts and our minds. It should be in our thought pattern when we rise up,
throughout the day and when we go to bed. We must place Him first and as a priority in our lives. If you are not in God's Word, guess what your children most likely will not be in? God's Word. But if you are in God's Word, guess what? The chances are greater that your children will too be in God's Word. Because they listen to you and they watch you in every step, every action, every word that you say. Children need to see their moms and their dads place Jesus Christ as a priority. Because here's what Satan does, and you've heard me say this 100 times, you're probably going to hear it 100 more. He makes us busy. B-U-S-S-Y. B-U-S-Y. Burdened under Satan's yoke. When Satan has us burdened and he holds us at bay and we are not promoting Jesus Christ, he has us right where he wants us. And he's just going to allow us to keep living that life because he doesn't have to change anything. Satan comes and attacks when we're obedient to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ because he does not want for us to follow after him. So if you're going through life and things going well, you think, well, God must be blessing me. It may be that you've left God and Satan's just letting you keep on keeping on away from God and the travel that you're taking. Make Jesus Christ your priority in your life. Number 2 in the fill in the blank, how a mother points her children to salvation. A mother makes teaching a priority. So not only must Jesus be the priority, but they need to teach their children what the priority is. They need to see it, but they also need to hear it. The family is God's basic school, if you will, for instruction and instructing children and teaching the children that He's blessed us with. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 8 says, I shared with you a moment ago, hear, my son, your father's instruction. Do not forsake your mother's teaching. The father is an instructor. The mother is a teacher. So the family must be a school. Wade, we don't go there very often, do we? We've been there a lot. Our mother's invested in us. But every family is that. The father an instructor. The mother a teacher. The family pointing to Jesus Christ to be first and foremost in the hearts and lives of the children and the grandchildren, generation after generation after generation. We're only one generation from Christians stopping and ceasing to exist. That's why it's vitally important for us who have proclaimed Jesus Christ as our Savior to share with our children. To make sure they know where salvation comes from. To teach who Jesus is. What Jesus accomplished upon the cross. How he died for the sins of all mankind. And how he was buried in a tomb. But thank the Lord, praise the Lord, on 3 days later, he arose in victory over death, hell, and the grave. Giving us victory through him. That's exactly what we're called to teach. The family is not just a place where we are fruitful and fill the earth. Family is also the place where we fill the earth with instructed and taught people about who Jesus is. The family is a place where the next generation is born, but also is where the next generation learns how to live. Learns what should be a priority in your life. If a father and mother are not instructing and teaching, the family will struggle. Father must instruct. Mother must teach. We must be investing in the lives of our children. What is Solomon teaching us here in these scriptures? The Hebrew word for instruction is muser, which means instruction, discipline, direction, correction for not obeying the teachings. The Hebrew word for the word for teaching is Torah, which means teachings, decisions, directions, the law, information imparted to a student. This is what grabbed my attention. As we read that scripture, we could read it and say this. The father gives instruction to the child for disobeying the teachings of his or her mother. In that, they gather their information from right here. The Word of God. God does not send us out to instruct or send us out to teach without his own personal instruction and teachings. We just pass it on. We just pass it forward. We just share the hope through a man named Jesus, who is 100% man, 100% God, that gave of himself for you and each and every person that ever took breath. So it's vitally important that we move forward in teaching. The parents must work together to accomplish this goal. The goal being the father and mother educate their children to understand the special relationship we can have with God through surrender to Jesus. It's important for us as fathers and mothers to be actively pursuing this. Because Jesus shared with us in John chapter 14, verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father, no one, except through Jesus Christ. No one gets into heaven without surrender to Jesus Christ. No one lives or escapes hell unless they surrender to Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. That's the teachings that we are to follow. Number three, they're filling the blanks, how a mother points her children to salvation. Number three, a mother makes obedience a priority. A mother makes obedience a priority. What does obedience have to do with being a mother? I'm glad you asked. Before I go any further, the Bible shares with us that for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. I, Greg Nall, may be a pastor, but I am a sinner saved by grace through surrender to Jesus Christ. Now, every father and mother must consider his or her relationship with Christ. And they must ask herself the question, am I obedient to God's Word? And this, too, should prompt us to ask ourselves the question, as we observe our children, is my child obedient to God's Word? Our children, for the most part, do exactly as we do. And they see us in our actions. Just like I talked to you a moment ago and shared with you at the beginning. They see how the father treats the mother, and they treat her the same. They see how we, as fathers and mothers, worship our Lord and Savior or not. It's important for us to be obedient because we have too many people in this world that think, well, everything's going to be all right. We say the slang like this, it'll all work out in the wash. Well, there's a Hebrew word for that too, baloney. Without surrender to Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, no one gets into heaven. And God placed us here as parents, as fathers and mothers, to love our children that He blessed us with on His behalf, and to point our children to who Jesus Christ is, and to share with our children that we need to be obedient to Him. We need to follow after His guidance, His leadership, His counsel, and we find it right here in God's Word. We find it in God's Word. So I'm going to close asking this question. How do you represent Jesus daily? You see, our children need to see us worship Him 7 days a week, not just one. Our children need to see us in God's Word 7 days a week, not just occasionally. Our children need to see us remember who Jesus Christ is, not just once the blue moon. Because our children learn from us. God created each and every one of us here for a close and personal relationship with Him. And He asked for us just to listen to Him, just to make Him a priority, make teaching a priority, make obedience a priority. Because our children, even when it seems like they're not looking, they really are. And let me share this with you too. It don't matter if you're 19 or 99, you're still a mom. And there's still time. You can draw a line in the sand right here, right now. Surrender to Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Start teaching your children. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. You don't have to worry about all those things you've done in the past. Greg and all, I shared with you a moment ago, a sinner saved by grace. I've done a lot of things that I wish I'd never participated in. But I assure you, I'm forgiven and I'm redeemed because of what Jesus did up on the cross. All you have to do is turn to Him. The Bible shares with us in Romans 10, 9 and 10, that if we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in our hearts that God has raised Him from the dead, we shall be saved. Amen. With the heart, man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. It's a free gift, but you've got to take it. You've got to open it. You've got to apply it. He's not going to force you. He's not going to say, well, that's all right, and wink at you and say, it'll be okay. Because He said there's only one way to heaven. That's through Jesus. I'm thankful for my mother. And I'm thankful for you mothers that are here and represent the church here at First Baptist Union Grove. And I'm thankful for the mothers that are here that are guests. Praise God, we have mothers who are here on a Sunday morning to worship our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But just like every other person, mother or father, we fall short on many different occasions. And all Jesus says is, come home. Trust in me. Rely upon me. Let me be Lord of your life. So if you're here this morning, you've never surrendered Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, I urge you to take that step. Don't be ashamed of Him, because the Bible shares, if you are ashamed of Him before this adulterous and sinful generation, He too will be ashamed of you before the Father is in heaven. So take the gift. And if you're here this morning, maybe you've surrendered Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, before, and you want to renew that relationship, and you want a closer walk with Him, this altar's open. I'll be glad to pray with you. I'll be glad to allow you to pray by yourself. But come, make things right with God. Get peace with God. Because He wants for you to be close to Him. He wants for you to trust in Him. And He loves you.